我们请大家一起低头同心默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
阿门，哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续晚上的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue with our evening service.
一起来唱诗106首。
Let's sing hymn number 106.
哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续晚上的学习。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we continue with tonight's studies.
在一整天从早到晚都。我们都一起在这边聚会在这里学习。
We've been here all day to learn of God's words.
所以我想一整天下来，我们可能已经觉得很疲倦了。
We started to feel tired.
但是我们仍然选择继续留下来。
But yeah, we made the choice to continue to stay here.
也愿主耶稣能够纪念大家在聚会上、在学习道理上所付出的努力。
May the Lord remember all that we have.Put forward to learn.
那在今天下午，我们谈到爱心必须要有根有基。
We talked about how a foundation is necessary for love.
因为稳定的根基能够决定最后能不能存活。
A stable foundation will determine the viability of anything.
所以你看，有些时候，有些地方在天灾之后。
So when natural calamity or disaster happens,
我们看到有些房屋很容易的就倒塌了。
You see that there's many houses and structures that collapse easily.
但是有些建筑却仍然能够屹立不摇。
But others remain unshaken.
它跟它所用的材料以及它所建立的根基是有直接的关系。
What dictates the survivability is on the strength of the foundation and building materials.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul said to us,
说我们今天在建造我们的信仰
that as we build up our faith,
这个根基非常重要
we need to emphasize on the stability of the foundation.
我们一定要确认自己所信的道
we must be sure of what we believe in.
就好像保罗所说
as Paul once said,
他说我深知我所信的是谁
for I know whom I have believed.
也深信他必能救我
I believe that he can keep and save me.
所以借着确定我们所学习的道理
So we are sure of this faith that we believe in.
使我们能够认识我们所敬拜的神
It will be able to come to know the God we worship.
才能够对这个应许的永生有绝对的把握
It's only then that we can be sure of our salvation.
所以要建造我们信仰的根基
So we must build up the foundation of our faith.
但是既然你向下扎根
As you take root downwards,
你就一定要上向上结果才可以
Then it's imperative that you also grow upwards and bear fruit.
我们来看以弗所书第四章
Listen to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章的第十一节
Chapter 4 verse 11.
以弗所书四章十一节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11
他所赐的有使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师和教师十二节为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立在基督的身体十三节只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量十四节使我们不再做小孩子中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术在一切异教之风摇动飘来飘去就随从各样的异端十五节唯有爱心说诚实话凡事长进连于元首基督十六全身都靠他联络的合适百节各按其职照着个体的功用彼此相助便叫这身体渐渐增长在爱中建立自己所以到了以弗所书的第四章保罗继续告诉我们
So here in Ephesians chapter 4 Paul told us
第三章的时候他告诉我们要建造根基
In chapter 3 he talks about the importance of establishing a foundation
到第四章的时候就告诉我们说建造完根基你就要开始往上经营了
With the foundation completed the next step is to grow upwards
叫做长大成人的信仰
Which is to had the faith of a grown-up.
那这里特别告诉我们说，要像耶稣基督长成的身量一样。
You must grow in accordance with the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，圣经里面讲到主耶稣成长。
The Bible discusses a bit about Jesus' growth as a human being.
特别有讲到说，耶稣就渐渐的长大了。
How he slowly grew up.
而且神和人爱他的心也一同增长。
And how he had found favor with both God and man during his growth.
哦，这是神对我们的期望。
This is God's expectation.
也是主耶稣给你我留下来的榜样。
An example that he has set for us.
哦，所以我们今天在信仰上不只是只有做灵修的功夫而已。
So our faith is not just about spiritual cultivation.
因为你如果有灵修往下扎根。
Because if you cultivate, you're growing roots downward.
你就一定会结果向上生长。
Then the next outcome will be to grow upwards.
哦，这个结果，这个生长跟结果。并不是一个你很努力的目标。
And growth and bearing fruit is not necessarily something that we work really hard towards.
哎，我们觉得很奇怪啊，不是说我们应该要努力结果子吗
？But aren't we often encouraged to bear fruit and work hard at that?
你自己再想一想，这句话合理吗
？But you think about it, is this logical?
好，你我们的在的可能在座有不少哈，在家里都有种果树的、啊。
There's probably many here that grow fruit trees.
啊，所以你如果在种果树的人呐、啊，你能够努力的让它结果吗
？Can you actually work hard to get this plant to grow fruits?
你只能做一些你能做的本分，不是吗
？There's only some certain things that you can do for.
浇浇水呀、啊，施施肥呀、啊，然后拍拍它，叫它赶快长大啊，就这样子而已啊。
Water,
你还能干嘛
？You fertilize and you do whatever else you can to.Give it a good environment.
哦，你看到哎，树枝哎，开始哎要结果了。
And then you notice in the branches that it's bearing fruit on its own.
请问你可以帮助它吗
？Can you help make the fruit bigger?
爬到树上。
Can you climb onto the tree?
然后啊，扭那个树枝啊，像在扭毛巾一样啊。
And trying to squeeze on the branches to force the nutrients.
你看，我把那个枝都把它挤到那个水果里面。
And so that it can grow bigger.
然后它就越来越大。
Is that how you grow fruits?
有可能吗？
Is that the way to do it?
哦，所以呀、啊，地生五谷乃是出于自然。
So the growth of fruits and seed comes about naturally.
哦，就是只要这个植物有生命
，as long as there's life in this.
而且它有阳光、雨水跟养分的滋润
，as long as there's sun, water, and nutrients.
那这样子，这个果子就自然就长出来了。
Then theplant will naturally bear fruit as part of its function.
所以我们今天的信仰，我们的信心也是这样。
Same thing goes for our faith.
所以我们信心不是你很努力的把它结出来的。
So you can't just grow faith through sheer hard work.
而是在你自然的生命当中，它就长成，就长大，就甜美了。
But rather that it grows naturally through our daily lives and becomes something pleasing.
你只要做你该做的事情，尽了你的本分。
You just need to do your part.
哦，那你就该聚会聚会，该祷告祷告，该读经读经，你尽你每天的本分。
You read the Bible, you pray, you attend service, you do your part.
然后在你不知不觉当中，你的信仰就成长了。
Then even without you knowing it, your faith has grown.
哦，所以在第四章这里，保罗告诉我们。
Here Paul tells us.
他说、啊、既然你前面有扎根，你后面自然就会生长，就会长大、啊。
Since you have bore root downwards, you naturally also bear fruit upwards.
啊，这个叫做基督徒自然生命的强壮。
This is the natural strength of a Christian living.
哦、啊，所以啊，今天我们所谓的灵修功夫不应该是很痛苦的。
So spiritual cultivation should not be something that is really difficult.
我们都觉得说、啊，有时候我们觉得说、啊，一定要啊，经过许多的磨难啊，经过许多的艰难，这个才叫做灵修。才叫做成长，不是吗
？You may be under the impression that you must go through difficulties and trials and training in order to make it through.
你自己去看哪一棵果树长得这么痛苦的
？But you see any fruit tree that has to grow in such adverse situation?
没有啊，时候到了，养分充足，它就结果子啦，就好吃啦。
When the time comes and it fills with nutrients, they'll bear fruit.
说信仰其实这样子才对。
That's how faith should be.
哦，所以我们的灵修功夫也是一样。
Same thing is good for spiritual cultivation.
灵修本身应该是一种生命的享受，而不是责任的压力。
Spiritual cultivation should be something we enjoy, not something we do as a duty.
是因为你喜欢亲近神，所以你祷告；因为你觉得圣经有智慧，所以你读经。
Because we want to draw close to God and gain more wisdom, that's why we proactively pray and read the Bible.
说这样子读经祷告才能够给你生命带来真正的力量。
Only when we do so willingly can we find strength in doing spiritual cultivation.
所以我们每个人都要有灵修功夫，每个人都需要有灵修的习惯。
So everyone must have the habit of spiritual cultivation.
但是这个灵修不能够只是好像一种尽你的责任而已啊。
But we should not treat this as a duty or doing our part.
教会里面有那个读经进度表，不是吗？
We have a Bible reading schedule.
我告诉你啊，那个读经进度表你可以全部填完，完全没有感受啊。
You can read through everything as scheduled without feeling anything.
因为你只是为了读而去读，必须读来去读，读完以后全部忘光光。
Because you only read because you assign it and you just forget about everything.
像我们家小孩子就是这，像我们家儿子就是这样啊。
And I can say this is what my son's like.
我们每天早上都会家里一起读经，一起祷告。
We'll read the Bible and pray together to start our day.
但是啊，我儿子最在意的就是要打那个勾啊。
But what he cared most about is to check out saying that, oh, I did it.
所以啊，其实他不见得有在听，他就是等，等着要去打那个勾。
He may not have listened as we read and discussed, he's just waiting for a chance to check it out.
那个勾一，那个打那个勾，他就觉得非常有成就感，非常满足啊。
Because he finds accomplishment in checking it out.
所以我们今天不要像小孩子一样。
So let's not have the mindset of children.
说灵修是为了要让我们的生命更加的美好。
And understand that spiritual cultivation is for us to better ourselves.
祷告是能够让我们与神更加的亲近。
Prayer is for us to establish a closer relationship with God.
因为对你有意义，因为对你很重要。
Because you find meaning and importance in this.
自然而然你就会珍惜与主耶稣说话的机会。
And then naturally, you'll treasure the chance to talk with Jesus.
所以我们一定要往我们那个往上成长是一种自然的结果。
So it should be a natural result for us to grow upwards.
我们来看马可福音。
Let's look at the gospel according to Mark.
我们来看马可福音的第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十六节，这里说神的国好像人把种子撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何这样。二十八节说地生五谷是出于自然，先发苗，后长穗，再后穗上结满饱满的籽粒，谷既熟了，用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。这里讲的就是我们今天一个信心成长的过程。
This parable talks about the growth process of our faith.
说撒下这个有生命的种子。
We spread seed into the ground and it contains life.
黑夜睡觉，白天起来，就是做你的本分。
And to sleep and to wake up is just fulfilling our roles.
这里圣经并没有叫你做什么额外的努力啊。
The Bible doesn't tell us to do anything outside of our normal realms.
晚上该睡觉你就去睡觉。
When it's time to sleep, you sleep.
白天该起来该做事你就去做事。
When it's time for you to wake up and do things, you do that.
这个就叫做你自然的生活。
This is your daily routine.
该聚会聚会，该读经读经，该祷告祷告，很自然啊。
You pray, read the Bible, and attend service as the time sets.
说这种就发芽见长，为什么你不知道啊？
And then just like that, the seed will sprout and grow, and you do not know why.
但是这里讲说，地生五谷是出于自然。
But here it says that the earth yields crops by itself.
所以在你不知道时候，你的信心就成长了。
So even when you don't know it, your faith is already growing.
在你需要的时候，一声哈利路亚，神的能力就出现了。
When you're in point of weakness, you just cry hallelujah, and God is with you.
这就叫做信仰。
This is what faith is about.
我们看回来以弗所书。
Let's turn back to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章的十三节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13.
十三节，这里说，只等到我们众人在真道上和同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。在这里告诉我们说，当这个种子长出来，当这个生命长出来了。
He tells us once.The seed sprouts and grows.
告诉我们说，我们必须要长大成人，好像耶稣一样。
We need to grow in the fullness of Jesus Christ.
能够在人面前，在神面前都得到喜悦。
So that we may be pleasing to both man and God.
但是一个人要怎么样能够长大成人呢？
But how do we grow and mature?
什么样的人才是满有耶稣基督的身量呢？
What kind of people is filled with Jesus within?
在这里保罗告诉我们，有几个事情，有几个条件，你可以看得到。
Paul said there's a couple of conditions that are to be met.
我们看第四章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 1.
第一节。这里说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。这里保罗告诉我们，
Here Paul tells us,
他说啊，既然你被神所选召，
that since you were called,
这是一个恩典。
This is a grace.
但是你不要白白的占了这个地图啊。
But you cannot accept your calling.For nothing.
说啊，神把你这个无花果树移到葡萄园当中。
Because we have, like fig trees have been plucked and planted in the vineyard.
是不是把你放在里面，对你是有一个期望的。
You're planted in this vineyard with an expectation.
神不会期望你要结葡萄。
God did not want you to bear grapes.
因为这个就强人所难啊，这个太困难啊。
Because that's something that's not possible by nature.
你把无花果种到葡萄园，然后跟他讲说，你给我结葡萄。
You cannot make a fig tree bear grapes just by planting it next to grapes.
他说我结不出来啊，结不出来啊，我不是葡萄啊。
Because they're different species.
所以啊，神没有期望你要结出葡萄来。
So God's expectation is not for you to grow grapes.
但是你至少你要做你本分，要结出无花果来吧。
You need to do your part and bear figs.
这个就叫做行事为人与你所得到的恩典相称。
This is what it means to walk worthy of your calling.
就是我们的人生，我们的行事为人能够对得起主。
So that we measure up to what God wants of us.
使我们在神的面前，最后审判日没有恐惧。
So that we can approach the judgment without any fear.
保罗对这件事情看得非常的重。
Paul emphasized this fact very much.
所以我们来看一下腓立比书。
Let's look at Philippians.
我们来看腓立比书。
Philippians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
27节。
Verse 27.
腓立比书一章二十七节，这里讲说，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称。我们再看哥罗西书。
Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Let's look at Colossians.
第一章第十节。
Chapter 1 verse 10.
哥罗西书的一章第十节。
Chapter 1 verse 10.
这里说，好叫你们行事为人对得起主。我们再看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
You may walk worthy of the Lord. Let's look at 2 Thessalonians now.
帖撒罗尼迦后书的第一章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节。这里说，因此我们常为你们祷告，愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的恩召。你看保罗啊，连续一直写，一直写啊。
That our God will count you worthy of this calling. So we see Paul echoing this phrase again.
所以对保罗来讲，这个观念实在太重要了。
He valued this concept very much.
虽然被选召来到信仰，得到福音，是一个恩典，免费的恩典。
Even though us being chosen to receive this gospel is a Only a grace for God.
但是在得着恩典进入信仰之后，就有你相应应当要尽的责任跟本分。
But once we have received this grace, then comes with it is a responsibility.
使我们配得过这个神所为我们神选召我们赐给我们的恩典。
So that we may be worthy of the grace that we have been given.
什么叫做配得过这个恩典呢？
What is to be worthy of a grace?
我们大家都有看过那个天平哈 scale 哈。
So we have seen scales before.
说哇，这个天平就是啊，左边一个，右边一个啊，然后在上面放东西。
A scale consists of two pans that's balanced in the middle.
说哇，如果你放的两边的重量相同，它就平衡了。
If both sides have the same amount of weight, it'll be level.
这个就叫做配得过啊，配得过这个重量了。
And so that's what it means to be worthy of the weight of something.
所以在但以理书的第五章。
In Daniel chapter 5.
我们可能大家都非常熟悉这个故事啊。
You may be familiar with the story.
在但以理书的时候，在但以理书第五章啊，讲到啊，神的手指头在墙壁上写字，不是吗？
In the chapter, the Lord's hand appeared and wrote on the wall.
结果啊，神的手指头写迷离、迷离、提克勒、乌法尔辛。
And writes many, many tekel upharsin.
这个到底是什么意思呢？
What do these words mean?
就是你在神面前，在这个天平上面显出了亏欠。
The message is that from God that you are lacking when your life is placed onto the scale.
所以你的国度，你的生命就在这里结束了。
So as a result, your kingdom and your life will end here.
这个就叫做不配得啊，这个重量不平均啊。
And so this one means to be unworthy.
所以神为我们付出了很大的代价。
God has given us a great sacrifice.
使你我今天有恩典，有机会能够认识救恩，能够得到盼望。
Also that we can learn of His grace and His salvation.
神也没有要求我们非常高，神也对没有对我们有非常高的要求。
He does not have a high requirement for us.
已经把你种在最好的葡萄园中了。
He already planted you in the best vineyard.
你至少要好好的结出无花果来吧。
You got at least do your part and grow figs.
但是如果你没有结无花果
，But you do not even grow figs.
神给你机会
，And He gives you a chance.
神给你时间
，And time.
到最后神来看，还是没有结果子。
And as the time has passed, still no fix.
这里想说啊，把它砍掉吧，何必白占地图啊
？And then you'll be chopped down to avoid wasting land.
所以这个比喻，这个故事要做你我每一个信徒的一个警告。
And so this parable is and story is supposed a reminder.
如果我们一直都活在一个不配得的人生里面啊
，and we live life unworthy of God.
说我们不要以为啊，神很慈爱，神很怜悯啊，没关系，我可以这样子混一辈子，混进天国啊。
You cannot think that we can just pass time like this, since God will be merciful either way.
很抱歉啊，到最后就是把你砍掉，丢到外面枯干，放火当柴烧啊。
But ultimate result will be chopped down and used as firewood.
这是可以用在每一个人的身上。
And this is something for us all to consider.
可以是你。
It may be you.
也可以是我。
Or myself.
如果我们在生命当中没有活出，至少要努力的活出一个配得的生活。
If we do not at least try to live a life worthy of our calling.
那你到最后的结果啊，就是被丢到外面当柴烧。
Then our end result will just be used as firewood.
你不一定一开始就能够结出很好的果子。
You might not be able to bear fruit from the get-go.
你至少要努力啊，要有一点改变啊。
But at least we gotta change and be better.
你看哦，那个种了三一棵无花果树种三年。
You grow a fig tree for 3 years.
结果啊，那个主人来了，看呢、啊。
And the master come and survey it.
翻来翻去，翻来翻去啊，都没有，三年来都没有找到。
And cannot find any fruit after 3 years of growth.
非常生气呀、啊，浪费我的时间啊。
Then they might feel that、like、this tree is not worth my investment.
结果突然发现，旁边有一个小小的果子啊、哦。
But he finds a small fruit on one of the branches.
这个叫做盼望啊。
Then at least there's some hope.
这个主人突然发觉说，你这棵树还有救啊。
Then the master's viewpoint of this tree might change completely.
不错啊，今年结这个不能吃的小果，说不定明年就结出那个可以吃的大果啦。
Even though this fruit is small and not edible, at least it may hearken to future edible fruits.
今年结一颗，明年结三颗，后年结五颗，也不错啊。
You can grow one for this year, you might be able to double or triple next year, and that'll be good.
主人需要的是要在你的身上看到一个盼望。
The master just wants to be able to see something that is hopeful.
才值得他继续来照顾你。
That is worth of his constant care.
但是如果你连努力都没有去努力
，But we don't even bother to put any effort.
很抱歉啊，最后就是砍掉当柴烧啊。
Then we're only useful as firewood.
我们都知道那个分银的比喻哈、哦、，the parable of the talents 啊、哦。
May be familiar with the parable of the talents.
领一千的，领两千的，领五千的，不是吗？
Servants are given 1, 2, 5 talents.
你看那个主人最后在骂那个领一千的哦。
We see how the master rebuked the one who only got 1,000.
他说啊，你没有赚一千没有关系呀。
He said to him, "I didn't expect you to earn that one talent back."
每个人的能力都不一样啊，谁说领一千的就一定赚得到一千呢？
It's not guaranteed that anybody can double their investment.
主人在生气什么？
But what was the master angry about?
你连他说你连试都不试一下啊？
You didn't even try to earn anything.
他说你自己不敢做生意没有关系啊，你拿去银行放着收利息啊。
If you're not good at business, you can at least store in the bank and collect interest on it.
虽然不多，至少是你的努力啊。
At least you put in some effort to do so.
哦，所以我们不要以为主人是因为他没有赚一千在跟他生气呀。
Please do not assume that it was because he didn't earn a talent back that the master was angry at.
主人生气是因为他根本不想试，也不想努力，也不在乎。
The master was mad that he did not even put in any effort.
你觉得做生意有风险，你不一定会赚到钱。
If you do not want to conduct business out of fear of losing the money.
主人说你动动脑筋嘛，你至少用点心嘛，要不然你拿去存起来，赚点利息都好啊。
Yeah, you can at least put it in some sort of safe investment where you can at least earn some interest.
这个是神对我们每一个人的要求。
This is God's expectation from us.
圣经不是开玩笑的。
The Bible is not joking around here.
我们都有可能会被砍掉的。
You have a chance of being chopped down for firewood.
千万不要以为你在这里你就一定会得救。
Do not think that just because we're here now doesn't mean that we'll be saved at the end.
如果你没有至少努力的试，把钱存到银行去哦。
If we do not even try to invest our talents in the bank,
神不开玩笑的，最后一定把你砍掉的。
Then we will not meet God's expectation.
啊，但是如果我们能够活出一个配得的生活呢
？But we can live a worthy life.
啊，生命当中为主结了很多的果子
，and bear a lot of fruits for the Lord Jesus.
成长茁壮，在教会里面成为很有用的工人
，and become a useful servant in the house of God.
啊，在生命当中以我们的生活来为主耶稣做见证
，and be a testimony in our lives.
那到最后，在审判之日，在审判台前，你就毫无畏惧啊。
Then when judgment day comes, we will have no fear whatsoever.
你不用有任何的害怕。
There's no need to be afraid.
因为审判日只是你得恩典、享福气、最后领受奖赏的日子而已。
Because the day of judgment will become a day of blessings and rewards.
哦，当别人还在恐惧战惊当中，不知道要怎么办。
But others are afraid and not knowing what to do.
对你只是欢喜快乐迎接耶稣的再来。
You are ready to welcome Jesus to be with you.
但是他有一个要求。
But he has a requirement from us.
就是你要活出一个配得的生活。
Which is to live a life that is worthy.
我们看回来以弗所书的第四章。
Let's look back at Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章的十三节。
Chapter 4 verse 13.
十三节。这里说只等到我们众人在真道上和同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督的身量十四节使我们不再做小孩子而在这里、啊、告诉我们说怎么样才叫做长大成人
These verses tell us how to grow up and be mature、
啊、这里讲说、啊、我们要合一、啊、要认识神的儿子就会长大了
You must have unity of our faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
啊，但是什么叫做合一？什么叫做长？什么叫做合一？什么叫做认识神的儿子
？What is unity? What is knowing the Son of God?
十四节讲说，请你不要再做小孩子了。
Verse 14 says we should no longer be children.
为什么不要做小孩呢
？Why can't we be children?
因为小孩虽然可爱，小孩虽然比较乖，但是小孩有小孩的弱点。
Even though children are simple and nice, they have their own weaknesses.
好，所以圣经里面常告诉我们说啊，小孩子的优点你要学他。
The Bible tells us to learn from the strengths of children.
学他的单纯。
To learn their simple mind.
学他的倚靠，对父母的倚靠。
To learn their willingness to rely on their parents.
啊，说啊，对这种好，这种小孩子的优点，你必须要学习。
You must learn from the positive attributes of children.
啊，但是小孩有他的弱点，小孩有他的问题。
But they have their own negative attributes and weaknesses.
那小孩的第一个问题是什么
？What's the first weakness of children?
小孩的第一个问题就是价值观无法判断。
First is that they cannot.They do not have a sense of what's valuable.
啊，这个我们之前有讲过。
We mentioned this before.
他说，因为小孩子对所谓的价值并没有办法做很正确的判断。
Children are very good at discerning value.
啊，所以很容易就会被人家欺骗的。
So they are easily deceived.
啊，所以你看啊，有时候啊，一个糖果你就把小孩骗走啊，没有了。现在小孩很聪明了。啊，以前呢，以前呢。
In the past, you can bribe children with candy.
现在的小孩越来越复杂。
But now they are becoming more complicated.
啊，有一次啊， 这我姐姐告诉我的啊。
This is why my sister told me.
她说啊，有一次哦，在家里，我姐姐有一对双胞胎哦，那小孩子还小的时候。
She had a set of twins, and when they were young.
很小啊，那时候不知道才几岁啊，在四岁五岁吧，很年纪很小的时候啊。
Around 4 or 5 years old.
啊，有一次啊，她就看到哦，哎，阿公坐在我最喜欢的那个大椅子上面哦。
And Charles said, their grandfather was sitting on the chair that they want to sit on.
哦，所以他的女儿就想一想啊。
And so the little girl thought.
然后就跑去窗户那里呀。
And she ran to the window.
然后就大叫啊。
And then she screamed out loud.
她说啊，阿公啊，你赶快来看啊，你赶快来看啊。
She yelled, Grandpa, come and take a look.
哎，阿公看什么事情？什么事情？然后就跑过去啦。
Then Grandpa looked up and said, "Oh, what's going on?" He walked over.
他就溜回来，那就坐在那个大椅子上。
And she snuck back and sat on his chair.
你看啊，现在小孩有多复杂嘛，对不对哈
？See how complicated kids can be now.
啊，但是啊，以前的小孩很单纯啊，有时候啊，一点小东西就把他拐走了。
But kids once were so naive that you can bribe them with little things.
其实小孩有一个很大的问题，就是他不知道什么有价值。
But they don't know what is truly valuable.
啊，就很容易被拐、被耍啊，很容易就啊会被骗了。
And they're easily deceived.
啊，但是在这里特别告诉我们说，我们不要在信仰上做小孩。
We cannot no longer be children in our faith.
才不会被这些没有价值的世界上的好处给蒙蔽了我们的眼睛。
So that we will not be blinded by all the valueless things of this world.
我们不是讲这个世界没有价值。
We're not saying that this world holds no value.
这个世界有很多值得追求的目标。
There's a lot of things that are worth learning in this world.
不管是你在工作上的成就。
Whether it's accomplishments in our careers.
或者是你希望在财富上的自由。
Or financial independence.
或者是你希望能够享受你的人生。
Or to be able to enjoy our lives.
其实这个世界有很多很有趣、很值得追求的部分呐。
There's a lot of things that's worth pursuing in this world.
像我们家，其实我们家平常不太花钱哦，过得都蛮省的。
My own family are quite fiscally conservative.
我太太也不逛街，也不买衣服，也不买鞋子，也不买包包，她都不太在意这些东西呀。
My wife does not really care much about fashion, so she rarely goes shopping.
但是她只在意一件事情啊。
But she cares only about one thing.
她跟我讲说啊，她每年都要出去旅行一次啊。
She must go take a yearly vacation.
所以啊，我们家每年都会想办法安排一次啊，家里出去旅行啊。
And so we will set aside one time each year to just have a family vacation.
想要去看一看这个美丽的世界。
To see this beautiful world.
然后呢，去看一看啊，见识一下不同的文化。
And to experience and dabble in different cultures.
你说它有没有价值
？Is there value to it?
你说它是不是美好
？Is it good?
其实它是的。
It is.
其实人生当中有很多很不错的东西，你可以去努力的，没有问题呀。
There are a lot of things that we can pursue in this world.
我们不要以为喜欢这一些就叫做贪爱世界啊，不是啊，你不要搞错了。
We cannot think that just because we love these things, that means that we love the world.
上班努力一点，希望能够爬到更高的位置，你贪爱世界，那不是啊。
You cannot say that you love the world just because you want a promotion.
努力工作多赚一点钱，你这个人非常贪心，没有这种事情啊。
Or that you want to work toward a higher salary, that means that you're greedy.
什么叫做贪爱世界？
What does it mean to love the world?
就是你会用你的灵魂去换，那个才叫做贪爱世界。
It means that we're willing to exchange something in this world with our soul.
你为了要得到更多，你放弃你信仰的原则，那个才叫做贪爱世界啊。
You're willing to give up the tenets of your faith to go out to these.
我说我为了要多赚一点钱，所以你该来教会的时候没有来，那个叫做贪爱世界啊。
For example, if we choose to give services so that we can earn a little more money.
为了要多赚一点钱，你忽略你的家庭。你的儿女那个叫做贪爱世界啊。
Well, that you neglect your spouse or your children for more work, then that is loving the world.
所以想多赚一点，想要爬到更高的位置，想要有更好的生活，那个不叫贪爱世界，那个不是。
When we just trying to make a living and live more comfortably, that's not loving the world.
那个叫做努力的人生，那个没有什么错啊。
It simply means working hard.
但是如果你可以放下你的信仰来得到这些，那个就叫做贪爱世界了。
But you willing to put aside your faith for those things, then that's loving the world.
当你失去了你信仰的原则，这就叫做贪爱世界。
When you lose a sense of morality, then that becomes loving the world.
所以啊，在这里告诉我们啊。
So here it tells us.
他告诉我们说啊，当我们如果一直都是一个小孩，
If we continue to behave like children,
我们就搞不清楚到底什么才是对的，到底什么才是真的好的。
Then we'll not be able to know what is good and what is right.
啊，圣经里面讲到一个人，他叫做迪马 ，Demas。
There is a particular character in the Bible named Demas.
啊，这个迪马在圣经当中记载了三次。
Demas was mentioned by name three times in the Bible.
他是保罗的好朋友。
He was a good friend of Paul.
他也是保罗的好同工。
He was a good coworker.
保罗叫他好弟兄啊。
Paul called him a good brother.
哦，所以啊，保罗在一开始工作的时候，你都看得到迪马的名字在上面。
In the beginning, in the early letters of Paul's ministry, you can see Paul calling out Demas.
啊，所以啊，保罗第一次讲到迪马的时候，是保罗提到我这些跟我一起侍奉神的人。
In the beginning, Paul gave Demas a shout out by naming him among his faithful workers.
啊，第二次讲到是我的好同工迪马。
Second time, he called him a good companion.
啊，但是很可惜的，圣经当中对他的第三个记载。
But the third mention was completely different.
啊，是在保罗年老将要离世的时候。
Paul dropped Demas' name the third time, shortly before his passing.
啊，上面写说，迪马贪爱世界，就离开我们去了。
Paul wrote Demas.Because of his love for the world, departed from me and went elsewhere.
哦，我觉得这个是圣经当中最大的悲剧。
This is a sad ending.
因为这个时候保罗已经年纪老迈，将要死掉，已经是他最后所写的书信了。
Because Paul was facing impending execution and he was penning his last words.
啊，提摩太后书写的时候，大概过了66、67，大概过两年之后，保罗就离世了。
In about 2 years or so after writing 2 Timothy, Paul was sentenced to death.
我们不要忘了哦，迪马在很开始保罗侍奉的时候就讲到他。
Paul mentioned Demas from the early days of his service.
但是一直到两个同工一直走了一辈子，到要离世的时候，迪马才跑去探爱世界。
But shortly before Paul was to depart from this world, Demas could not take it anymore and decided to pursue the world.
这个时候的迪马已经不年轻了。
Demas at that time surely was not young.
说不定也是差不多要离世了，因为两个差不多的时代嘛，也已经差不多是人生的最尾端了。
He was probably also advanced in age by that time.
所以有时候我在看圣经，我都会想说，哇，这个迪马到底在想什么
？So I wonder what got into Demas's mind.
你都已经年纪很老了，你才来贪爱世界，你在想什么？
Live all the way till you're advanced in age before you say you want to pursue the world.
你要嘛，你也早一点去探爱世界啊。
You want to pursue the world, why not do it earlier on?
年轻的时候去疯狂。
You can go out and live your life while you're
young. 年轻的时候去犯罪。
To enjoy things and maybe even sin.
然后在世界上放纵一生，最后死到地狱里面去啊！至少你活着的时候很快乐啊。
And even if you die and go down to hell, at least you still got to enjoy life.
啊，结果呢？迪马啊，一辈子哈，为了福音受苦，跟保罗奔波，到处被打被追，啊，结果最后他要死之前才跑去贪爱世界，啊，在想什么？
But yet Demas suffered with Paul and did much to help the church before he finally remembered to have fun in the world.
这个叫做人生的悲哀啊。
This is the ultimate tragedy in human life.
哦，说啊，走到一辈子，原来还是个小孩。
And after all that he has gone through in life, he still behaved like a child.
已经要准备承受那为你预备那永远的荣耀跟冠冕。
You're no longer far off from.
原本已经要准备接受了。
You were set to receive this.
啊，但是啊，因为做小孩，所以判断不出哪个好啊，啊，就跑去探爱世界。
But yet he, at the end of his life, he still cannot discern and decide to enjoy the world.
啊，所以在这里告诉我们说啊，我们千万不要在信仰上面做小孩。
So we cannot act like children in our faith.
所以看不清楚价值，没有办法分辨好坏。
We cannot discern between what is good and evil.
啊，到最后就在信仰上失落了。
Then we will stumble in our faith.
啊，所以在这里我们看到一个啊，所以在这里我们看到保罗给你我的一个提醒。
Here Paul gave us a reminder.
啊，就是我们不要做小孩，我们要能够成长，并且能够建立。
You must grow up and be established.
啊，但是这里十三节特别告诉我们。
And verse 13 tells us.
他说啊，我们必须要长大成人，满有基督的身量。
We must had the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
什么叫做长大成人，满有基督的身量？
Was to have a fullness of Christ.
我说这个标准到底是什么？
What is the standard?
第一个标准就是在真道上合而为一。
First, that we must be in the full accordance with the truth.
所以我们常讲说要以基督的心为心。
That's why I say that we must have the heart of Christ.
所以主耶稣非常强调这个合一跟同心的重要。
So here it emphasizes the importance of unity.
小孩子为什么讲到这个不要做小孩，要特别讲说要特别讲这个同心同归于一呢？
Why is unity so important here that is just mentioned?
因为小孩很难合作，你有没有发现？
Because you probably find that children have difficulty cooperating with each other.
其实小孩有一个很大的问题，就是他非常自我 ，self-centered.
That kids in general are very self-centered.
所以啊，你看到孩子哦，通常不太愿意分享。
So they oftentimes not willing to share things.
也不太能够跟人家合作。
Or to work with somebody else.
而且他们不会委屈自己哦。
And they're not willing to humiliate themselves.
就是说。他通常小孩都是蛮坚持，就是 if I want it, I want it， 就是我就是要啊。
If they want something, they're insistent on having it.
所以他们不会说像我们大人一样啊，学习那种妥协的艺术。
So they do not know the art of compromise.
你有一个不同的想法，没关系，那我听听看哦。那我们想想看，怎么样会做得更好？小孩子不会这样子的。
They do not yet know how to listen to and value other people's opinions.
因为很多时候，其实小孩他只有活在自己的世界里面。
Because oftentimes they're in their own little worlds.
所以你看那个小孩子明明刚刚开始玩得很好的。
So in the beginning, you might see a group of kids playing together very well.
哇，很开心小朋友大家相处得很好。你转身两分钟之后，可能就打起来了。
But 2 minutes later, they might be fighting each other.
为什么？因为我这个积木我这里要用三角形，结果人家给你放了一个长方形，不行了，打起来了。
They might be fighting over little things as somebody not building the blocks the way you want it.
小孩子有时候就是这样子他是活在自我的世界当中。
Like kids live in their own self-centered world.
但是随着我们渐渐的长大。
But as we grow up,
我们会逐渐认识到说，原来我不见得一定都是对的。
Then they'll realize that they're not always right, and they don't always have to be right.
或者是说，虽然我是对的，但是我的过分坚持只是给大家带来伤害。
And that they do not always have to insist on themselves being right.
所以长大之后，你就会学会沟通的艺术。
They learn the art of communication.
你会学会说，或许在一些小事上的妥协，能够使大家完成更重要的工作。
They understand that compromising little things can allow them to accomplish bigger things.
这个叫做长大成人
This is what it means to grow up.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们不要做小孩。
So we cannot be children anymore.
今天我们在教会里面。
We're in church today.
其实教会里面有很多的人，大家有不同的文化、不同的背景、不同的成长环境。
We're surrounded by people with the diversity of upbringings and backgrounds and cultures.
我们有不同的语言我们有不同的我们有不同的教育水平。
We have diversity of languages and standards.
所以是的，在我们在座当中真的大家都不一样，都有很多的差别。
We're all different in our own ways.
年轻人有年轻人的想法，中年人有中年的想法，老年人有老年人的想法。
The youth, the middle age, the elderly all have their own mindsets and thoughts.
所以在教会里面，什么样叫做属灵的婴孩？什么叫属灵的小孩？
So in the church, what is considered especially children or infants?
就是什么事情都是坚持，一定要我对，一定要听我的，我就是你不听我的，我就生气了。
Those who insist that they listen to them, or otherwise they will throw a fit and refuse to cooperate.
说，当你看到一个教会里面整天吵吵闹闹，吵吵闹闹
If you see a church is full of arguments and quarrels,
常常不是因为里面没有人才，有时候是因为人才太多。
Oftentimes it's not because it's a lack of talent, but rather it's an overabundance.
所以每个人都要发表自己很正确的意见跟想法。
Everyone had their own.Opinion set.
任何人跟我有不同的意见，我就要想办法把他打败，把他击沉。
Anybody with a conflicting opinion or thinking must be put down.
所以到最后讨论事情不是在为了教会。
So at the end, they are arguing and debating not for the sake of the church,
而是为了他个人的面子。
But for their own reputation.
我的提案，我提出来的想法，如果被否决了，你们就是否定我喽。
Now, if you shoot down my opinions, then you're shooting myself personally down.
哇，那我就要跟你大大争辩啊，要跟你吵到底啊。
So I will fight for my opinion to the end.
啊，或者是啊，好，你给我等着，你这一次给我 vote down， 下次我管你提什么，我都给你 vote down。
Or they might hold a grudge within and pay back at a later time.
突然变成啊，是那个啊，变成很 personal， 变成是人跟人的冲突啦。
So holy work became something very personal between members.
这个叫什么？
What's that called?
这个叫做属灵上的幼稚。
This is a spiritual immaturity.
所以在这里啊，保罗说你不要做小孩哦。
So Paul said that we must not be children.
这里讲说你要在真道上同归于一，你会认识神的儿子啊。
That if we are unified in our faith and the truth, then we'll come to know the Son of God.
所以一间教会，你要看到神的能力、神的恩典，跟看到神的引领，你就一定要同心。
If we want to see the grace of God at work within the church, we must be unified.
啊，如果一间教会不会同心，吵吵闹闹，你是看不到神的能力的。
If we the members spend a whole day arguing, we'll not see God working in that church.
你的人才再多都没有用。
Regardless of how much manpower you may
have, 你的钱财再多都帮不了你。
Or how much financial strength we have.
因为神不要与你同在啊。
Because God does not care to be with us.
哦，所以啊，今天我们一定要在真道上合一，在教会里面能够有这种以基督的心为心的精神。
So we must have the heart of Christ and be unified.
哦，所以啊，有时候我到一些教会去，我去协助啊，去啊啊。当我调动到南加州的时候
，When I was transferred to Southern California，
那个时候那个 Ontario 教会哈，就原本是 Chino 哈，他们那时候在找会堂。
A newly formed church in Ontario was looking for a suitable chapel。
但是啊，怎么找都找不到适合的。
For a long time, we couldn't find any.
啊，就是觉得说，为什么已经找了四年了，就是总是找不到合适的地方啊？
Many members wonder why is it that we have searched for so long, yet the suitable place is still not showing up.
那所以到我到了以后，我就跟当地的信徒还有负责人说。
And so when I got there, I said to the members and the council over there.
我跟他们讲说啊，是啦，你看哦，这个地方哦，南加州哦，很贵啊，啊，所以你我们看到的会堂每个都是很贵啊，400万啊，300万、400万，都是对我们来讲是很难去负担的一个地方。
Yes, because of the high real estate prices, it seems like almost all the chapels are outside of our price range.
啊，但是啊，我告诉我就跟当时的，我就跟就跟信徒跟负责人说，我就跟信徒还有跟负责人讲。
But I said to them,
我说啊，真耶稣教会只担心三件事。
There should only be three things you worry about in the running of a true Jesus church.
第一，是不是神的旨意
？First.Is something according to the will of God.
你要先看哦，这件事情合不合神的旨意哦。
We need to consider this first.
第二，负责人同不同心。
Second, are the council unified?
第三，信徒会不会祷告
？And third, do the members pray?
我说，如果你这三个问题解决啊，剩下都不是问题啊。
If you take care of these three areas, then everything else will take care of them.
我跟他讲说，你们没有听过真耶稣教会里面很有名的一句话吗
？Have you heard of a famous phrase within True Jesus Church?
说啊，如果钱是唯一的问题，就是没有问题呀。
If money is the only problem, then that's not a real problem.
啊，所以啊，我在东岸也经历了几次教会的分社。
I've witnessed a couple of church branchings in while I was in the East Coast.
啊，从东岸到西岸，我在这几年的工作当中，我只认识到这件事情。
And that's one thing I'm sure of in my servitude.
就是是不是神的旨意，负责人有没有同心，跟信徒愿不愿意祷告，就是这样子而已。
All that matters whether it's something according to the will of God, the council is united, and the members put in the effort to pray.
所以如果大家祷告，如果大家同心，如果大家朝着神所设定的方向在前进
，If everyone pursue the will of God in unity and do prayer,
那剩下有什么问题
？Then what else would still be a problem?
圣经里面讲说，主若是帮助我的，谁能抵挡我呢？
Because the Bible did say, if God be before us, then who can be against us?
啊，所以我就跟负责人讲说，我们就一起祷告，放轻松，放轻松，一起祷告就对了。
I encourage the council to just not fret, but just take the time to pray.
啊，常常，而且我跟他们讲说，你们要常常鼓励信徒啊。
And I encourage them to also motivate the members.
哦，不要强调你的想法，我的想法，跪下祷告就对了。
Let's not dwell too much on individual opinions, but take the time to pray.
你祷告多了，你就听到神的想法了。
The more you pray, the more you hear what God has to say.
你就会看到神怎么样为你开路。
And you see how God will open the way.
哦，所以这很快的，感谢主啊，很快的，我们就找到后来的会堂啊。
Thank God, not long after we found the present day chapel.
而且完全是我们可以接受的价格。
It's within our price range.
而且非常适合我们来使用。
It's very suitable for our needs.
我并不是在讲说哦，因为啊、哦，我这个新传道怎么样？这个传道没有，哎呀，传道。没传道对这种事情没有什么影响的。
I'm not saying I have anything to do with it because this, I'm only one person. I can only do so much.
哦，就好像我跟他们分享，跟东岸，跟我所有注目教会跟你们分享一样，说到最后就是祷告在主里合一，有同心，教会就会发展。
I can only
就是这么简单。
Tell them to pray to be unified and to seek the will of God. That's all they need to do.
哦，你可以提你的意见，你可以提你的想法。
You can.You can say your own opinions.
啊，但是啊，不要过分的坚持，一定要照我的心意啊！你不是神呐。
But we cannot insist on our own ways because we're not God.
顺其自然就好了。
We'll just let God does his do his thing.
啊，没有关系啊，神怎么引领，反正教会是神的。
Because ultimately the church belongs to God.
人只要尽本分，做到该做的就可以。
We just need to do what is assigned to us.
我们看回来以弗所书的第四章。
That's in Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章的第十五第十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
十六节。
16.
这里说全身都靠着他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫这身体渐渐的增长，在爱中建立自己。我们如果连到第十一节啊，
If we link this back to verse 11,
啊，这里特别讲说，有各项教会的工作是为了成全圣徒，各尽其职，就能够建立基督的身体。
Now, there's some holy work that apportions to members of different talents so that they can build up the body of Christ.
哦，所以这里讲说啊，这个身体要怎么建立起来
？It mentions how this body needs to be built up.
就是百职啊，这个身体呀、啊，各按其职啊，个体各按各自的功能。
That the body is built up according to the every talent and everybody doing their share.
啊，然后就会渐渐的成长。
And then it'll gradually grow.
教会里面有很多不一样的工作。
There are many different types of work in church.
我们信徒也有各种不一样的才能。
We have an array of talents.
啊，所以啊，没有什么谁啊，没有什么谁是不需要的。
There's nobody that is indispensable.
神既然把你带到这里来。
Since God had brought us here.
你就一定对这个身体有用。
And we must have a part.
你一定有用啊。
We must have a use.
我们有时候啊，有些信徒会觉得说，我什么都不会。
Some members may think that they're not useful for anything.
啊，我什么都不会啊，我也没有学这个，我也不懂那个，我也不会弹钢琴，也不会这个那个，就觉得说，哎呀，我在教会里好没有用哦。
They don't know anything. They have no talents. So they feel like they have nothing to do in church.
请你不要看不起造你的主啊。
But we cannot look down on the God that created us.
你是神所造的。
We are God's creation.
你如果说我什么都没有用啊
，If we say that we cannot do anything,
那你是讲什么？是在讲说造你的主不行啊，把你造的都没有用是吗
？Then we're not blaming ourselves, we're blaming God, right?
哦，所以啊，摩西说啊，我是左口笨舌啊，不要叫我啊，我不行啊。
So when Moses said to God, I am slow in speech, don't send me.
神跟他说啊，哎，拜托，谁造你的口，谁做你的，谁造你的舌啊
？The Lord raged against Moses and said, Who created Who allow mankind to speak?
哇，神说啊，你看不起我创造的啊！你居然说我创造的东西不好。
If you have the guts to say that what I created is not good.
哦，所以我们不要觉得自己没有用。
So we cannot treat ourselves as useless.
我们的恩赐都有不同。
We all have different talents.
但是在主里价值都一样。
But our value in the eyes of God is the same.
好，所以啊，教会有很多工作，它需要很多不一样的人。
So the diversity of holy works require a diversity of talents.
而神既然选召你，表示你一定有用。
And God has chosen you to do a holy work, then He must have a use for you.
啊，但是你我之间，我们到最后每个信徒里面最大的差别在哪里
？But between you and me, what is the greatest difference among all the members.
就是你用了多少的心思。
Which is how much effort we put into all.
说有的人全心都奉献给神。
Some people willingly give up their entire lives to God.
到最后他们的荣耀就要灿烂如太阳。
And their glories will shine like the sun at the end.
所以到最后不是说你做什么工作比较有荣耀，或者做什么工作比较伟大有价值哦，不是哦。
Our glory does not depend on what type of work we were assigned.
到最后就是我们侍奉的心态来决定我们在神面前的价值。
Rather, we are valued based on the attitude we bring to our holy work.
我们不要以为啊，我们不要以为说啊，教会里啊，宣道才是唯一重要的工作，不要这样以为啊。
Can I think that evangelism is the only holy work of value?
因为啊，你可能可以扫厕所扫到人家来信耶稣哦。
Because you can do cleaning work and move others to believe in Jesus.
为什么？
Why is that?
慕道者来到教会。
Why not choose to come to a church?
去用厕所。
Uses the restroom.
突然发觉这是他用过最干净的一个厕所。
And see that it's the cleanest restroom they've ever been in.
然后就决定要在真耶稣教会洗礼。
And then decide to be baptized in the Jesus Church.
他要在真耶稣教会洗礼，不是因为厕所很干净。
He was baptized not because the bathroom was clean.
而是他看到信徒。这一间教会的信徒，他们对神的态度真的是不一样，就是这样子而已。
Because they can see that the members of the church value their church very much.
所以你千万不要以为你所负责、你所担负的工作是不重要、是没有小，它可能会影响一个人的生命，影响一个人的灵魂。
You must realize that any holy work we do can have an impact, big or small, on somebody's spirituality.
我曾经遇到一户慕道朋友来到教会。
I once met a family of truth-seeking friends.
到最后他们后来他们就一直来，一直停留在教会里面了。
They started to come to church regularly.
我问他们说为什么？因为什么？一开始你一来你就留下来了。
I asked them why is it I convinced you guys to stay.
他说因为他第一次来带小孩子来。
Because they explained the parents when they came the first and they brought the children.
他说看到那小孩跑来跑去的时候有一个老信徒，一个老信徒就。蹲在地上跟他的小孩玩啊，就是这样子而已。
And the parents said that when they came with the children and the children were running around, they saw another member when they never met stoop down to play with the child.
他说你们的教会，你们的信徒太有爱心。
And they say your church is filled with such loving people.
他说我要我的孩子在这种爱有爱的环境当中长大。就是因为这样子，就全家来信主了。
I want my children to grow up in a loving environment, and that alone was enough to eventually lead them to believe.
千万不要小看你所被托付的工作。
So let's not look down on the tasks that we are given.
因为你的一点小动，你所侍奉的一点小事，可能会成为拯救人灵魂的大事。
Because any little thing you do can be something that leads to one's salvation.
所以我们每一个人都要尽到自己的本分。
So let's all do our part.
因着对主耶稣的爱来服侍他。
And to serve our love for the Lord Jesus.
这个教会就会联络的合一，到最后就会成长茁壮，长大成人。
Then our church will be unified and you'll be able to grow up and mature.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
108首。
Hymn 108. We're now kneeling down and pray together.
We thank God for His guidance
through this day of service.
也求主耶稣借着我们的学习，能够不断的加添我们的力量跟信心。
And may the Lord continue to give us strength.
祷告当中也特别为明天的明天为灵恩会的最后一天的圣礼来祷告。
Now pray, let's remember to pray for God's guidance through the sacraments tomorrow.
尤其是我们明天会有洗礼。
Especially since we all have newly baptized members.
所以有时候你如果还找不到，还不知道神所托付你的侍奉的使命是什么。
So you're not sure what has God chosen for you to do.
有一件你绝对可以做的。
It's one thing that you certainly can do.
就是为教会祷告。
Which is to pray for the church.
就是为教会当中一些软弱的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Pray for the brothers and sisters who are weak.
来关心那些身体上有病痛在苦难中的人。
And care for those who are currently in suffering.
他说你的祷告就是献在神面前那馨香的祭物。
And then our prayer will be a fragrance to the Lord Jesus.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
So kneel down and pray.